Halachis be'eis tzara. So the mitzvah say is lezok the riba chatzayitz rice, and then the Rambam writes in halacha be'eis v'dovez and v'darchi atshuva that the mitzvah of tanis is v'darchi atshuva. What's darchi atshuva? So the Rambam explains, shizman shetovoy tzara v'izaku alel v'yiru yedu l'kol shebeklal ma'aseh merom huverlen kakosu amaniseichem hitu. So the Rambam says that Yirmiyahu was megala to us how to understand the pasuk, how to understand the din. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that bisman tzara, so we have a din of taniyos, and that means to be zayek uvayirim v'chatzaytzreis. And then Yirmiyahu explained to us that we have to really focus on avaniseichem itu. So the Rambam says Yirmiyahu is explaining to us that the mitzvah deraisa is l'zokul eriyah, because that would be darchei etshuva, and l'chayr, in this particular example, this particular context, darchei etshuva means these are ways in which will bring us to do tshuva. V'zehu sheyigrayim lehem l'asirat tzorah me'aleihem, and by coming to do tshuva, that will bring the remove the tzorah. Talocha gimel avolam lo yizaku v'lo yirmiyu. If we will respond by saying things happen, and this is another event which happened. Sometimes the intelligence community, the Lishkat Modiin, makes mistakes. They make errors. And they are flawed, and as a result, terrible elapse in our security happened. The person says, "Mimina goylam." These things happen. Happened in 73. Can happen in Pei Dalet. V'lo yirmiyo, ela yirmid mimina goylam miro. But sarvaz u'nikra nikreis, and he'll say, "This is one of the." An event like other events, Harezu Derech Hazarius. So the Rambam says, this is a cruel mahalach, right? Because it means that we're going to maintain the tzara. It means we're not really having the rachmanis we're supposed to have. We go Yiremes Lan Lidovik Masei Meram. And again, the Lashon of Rambam is so important over here. It's Hazarius because it does not, we're not using the opportunity, we're not listening to Rabbanu Shalom's telling us that it's Mimase Meram. So if we look at it as part of the events which take place and beyond our control, so then we will maintain the inappropriate activities, we won't do tshuva. And so sif atzara, tzara is achayres, and one tzara li tadet tzaris. Who should cause the batayra? That's the techacha. V'alach tamimi v'keri, chumash the end of Sefer Vayikra, parsh v'chokoysai, that if we will continue to walk with the Rebbeinu Shel Bekeri, it's a strange phrase, v'alach tamimi v'keri, in other words, that we will interpret that this is happenstance. V'alachti imachem b'chamas keri. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu will respond with the anger of happenstance. K'loimash k'sha'avi aleichem tzara k'dei she'teshuvu im toru she'keri. And v'alachti mimi, if you will walk with me and treat this as something which happened, so then Osef lechem chamas also carry. So then I will, because Baruch Hu says, I will be angry that you took it as happenstance. Right? V'alach tamim v'keri. If you will treat this event as being an event that is not coming from me, there's not a message. V'alach tam imachem, v'alachti imachem, v'chamas carry means I will be angry that you looked at it as carry. I'll be angry that so whatever the charoi naf that brought about the Hester Ponim, so if we'll look at the Hester Ponim as an event like other events, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will be upset with us that we viewed it as an event like other events. So there'll be another Charei Naf as a result of us not being taking the communication from the Ribbono Shel Olam seriously. When we did Reisayfim, Lisanis are called Tzara Shatovia, let's say. Midarab Bnei Raisa is Lizokul Ariya. Midarabbanon, it's Lisanis are called Tzara Shatovia, let's say. Ad Sheyerucham Bumen Hashemayim. So then the next din is that Chazal would be misaken lisanos. And the Rambam says the Taniyos were a context that Chazal created for the Tfilas. L'chayra, it means that the Taniyos were something that either encouraged or mechazek or made the Tfilah more merutzu to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? Either they made it more merutzu because the tainus was like a mini korban. Instead of bringing a korban, he brought me and chelbi v'domi, that I became exhausted, that I became dehydrated, that I lost some chelbi v'domi. So either it means I'm coming, my tefillahs come with a korban, or it means that could mean that the self-imposed yisurin are a form of our kapora, or it could mean that the break of the routine is what allows us to be more mindful, more thoughtful. So that's the din of being, of establishing taniyos, which the Rambam goes on to discuss. It seems to me that Poskim are very hesitant to establish taniyos because we have trouble focusing. So the tainus helps a person focus, and then it makes sense. But it could be that derveinu anu, the tainus becomes a distraction rather than helping us focus. I think that's why the poskim are hesitant to establish taniyos. So we're learning the sugya of kura. We're living the sugya of taniyos, but we're learning the sugya of kura. So what's the context of our sugya? It was where we, what is the issue that kura wants to define for us? Was that? Okay, so that's the Hemshech we learned already, but let's be a little bit, let's try to articulate in terms of the way the sugya presents it. Go ahead.
It's some sort of item that's edible now, but eventually will become inedible.
So what are we defining?
It's a pre or not.
Something's a pre or not. Okay, now, what is our sugya already dealt with in terms of whether something's a pre or not? Was that?
Primary use.
Okay, that's that in Nafshoi, correct? What do we got?
The source.
The source as opposed to what?
Where it comes from.
As opposed to?
The process.
The process, right? In other words, until now, right now, we've discussed the sugya of processed peri. In other words, we've discussed whether the pre maintains the shame pre, correct? In other words, we looked at wine, we looked at oil, then we looked at kemach. All of these things are peiros that have been processed. And the question that we've discussed is whether it still maintains the shame peri, right? That you say a bar peiros over an olive, let's not the polling. Do you say a bar peiros over oil? Right? That you say a bari for your dhamma when a person is kaisa chita. But do you say bari for your dhamma when a person grinds it down? So in that context, so the Gemara said that questions that do we say that Kavan the Shtani be Milsekai? And now the Gemara is not discussing a processed fruit, but which parts of the tree are called peri altogether. So when have we applied the svara that Ari said of Kavan did not a inchi a daiti dahochi? That's again, the point that we just made is that there's a switch. We discuss does something maintain the shame peri? Right? Less man de polling that the fruit that grows on the tree and is called the pri. Okay, now if I change it, I process it, it's still called the pri. Good? We'll be coming back to that because we'll have numerous sugyas about the processed fruit and cooked fruit and the date honey, dushudatamra. So we're leaving that sugya, and we'll come back to the sugya. Sugya right now is that the tree produces different parts, different edible aspects. Which parts of the tree are considered to be peiros? All right? As Ari said, that the sugya is going to trend towards the idea of kem denat in shei daited achim. Now, where have we had that svar already? Is that Rashi? Right? Lagave what? Okay. So we had it. What Dibra Maschil? Again, ladder? Hilchot, right, correct. So, midinat the Gemara hasn't used this phrase yet. When Rashi explained the Ramaschil, whether flower is considered to be a peri or not, so Rashi explained to us that when Rav Nachman explained his position of saying a bari priyadama, did you get the names right? Did I switch Rav Nachman of Yehuda? Anyway, when Rav Yehuda explained. When when Rav Nachman explained his shita that he's willing to take on Shmuel's din, so he explained Hacha Isli Liachrina, referring to Kamach, right? It'll become a cake or piece of bread. So Hilchach Yotze Michal Peri, so therefore right now in its ground form it's not a pri. Ulachlal Beruch Achilos Eloiba Amul Hashemen miyad ba v'shinuyim l'chlal derech achilasei v'ikir apri l'chach notu hilchach priyu. So Rashi says that it makes sense to call oil a borei pri because ikir apri l'chach notu. Right? So that is borrowed from the upcoming sugya. Right, we'll come back to this Rashi. So now the Gemara says, what is the din of Kura? So now again, we're switching to a slightly different sugya. And the sugya will have several parts to it. The first part is today, Kura. And then tomorrow, Tisham will learn, he'll begin to prepare the sugya, the bottom of Lam Vim, called the sugya of Tzlaf. That would make tzlaf unique, and it has several different edible forms of tzlaf. And the Gemara is going to explain what is considered a pri based on various sugyas and tzirom. So we'll have to understand when the Gemara applies the sugyas of tzirom to be kevei digdorim, when the Gemara leaves it on that tidachi. Not the Yinshi. So that'll be the bottom of Lamed Vav, Amud Aleph, and much of Lamed Vav, Amud Beis. Okay? So the Gemara says, it's Kurach Shel Dekel, that it has a palm tree. And it could be that in some of the your Gemaras they have the pictures. If not, the Steinsaltz usually does the pictures, but it all comes, I think, from the Masiftim had pictures. I don't know exactly which parts of the plant. If not, there used to be a book. I'll try to bring it in, called Nachai V'Tzemech V'Mishnah. It's probably published in the 60s. It used to be a Dr. Yehuda Felix. There's a Rav Yehuda Felix who was a Talmud of Tzvi Kook. It's a different person. But there's a Dr. Judith Felix, who was a professor, I think at Hebrew University, I'm not sure. And one of his life's works was to research the various plants that the Mishnah and Gemara talk about, and the various animals that the Mishnah and Gemara speak about. That used to be, now there are probably others from like him, but it was the first sefer of its kind, to my knowledge. Hachai v'tzemeach b'mishnah. So, Rashi describes that a kura rach shel dekel k'shanafav g'deilim v'chol shana v'shana k'derech kol ha'ilanois ha'noisaf b'shana zu rach u'b'shana shniya miskashe v'naseitz. That the way that a palm tree grows is that the branches the branches extend themselves beyond where they are at the beginning of the season, and the branches grow and are soft, and then the second year the branches become hard and inedible. But Manasseh eats. So that's how the tree grows. The branches are first soft shoots, and then they become harder later on. I believe that the din of we call hearts of palm is the din of Kura. I think it's how the most of the Sfarim look at it. The Gemara says that Kura, which is the soft and edible extension of the branch of Yudaimer Bari Pri Adoma, Ushmul Amar Shakol Niyah Midvari, Yuda Amar Bari Pri Adoma Pirihu, Ushmul Amar Shakol Niyah Midvari, Yol V'Seifel Lahakshayis. So Shmuel's Svara is, it's a peri, right? And it's an edible part of the tree, and apparently a Daita Dachi Nata Yinshe, so it has all the halachas of peri. And Shmuel says, Af al pi kein, even though it has all the properties, but since it's going to become part of the tree, Hayo v'seifer li'akshayis, since it will become the, literally, it'll become hard and tough like a branch, so therefore, we should not say boy re pri, but we have to say shakol niyeh bidvari. So what's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel? With Sahil v'seifer l'akshos. So Amalei Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda shenina kavosech mistavra. He says, I'll bring you a raya. Did you write that it should be called a bari fiyadama? What's the raya? Is if you leave a radish long enough, it also becomes shriveled and insignificant. Right? Person, seifer l'akshos. The fact that if you leave a radish in the ground post-season, it becomes shriveled and hard, so that doesn't change the bracha of the radish. Right? What's the easy question that you can ask on Shmuel's equation over here? That's nine several actions. Umevarchina and Allah barif yadam. How's that different than Kura?
The whole point is to have the radish. I mean, the heart's palm is a separate, not the point of the...
And what's the whole point when it comes to the Kura? Right. In other words, again, the when you say the whole point, you mean a diet to dinish. When we plant radishes, so we expect to have the pugla, to have the soft radish. If we do something shaloike derech hateva, if we end up leaving it long, we don't harvest it, it'll end up becoming hard. But that's if a person ignores it and doesn't retrieve it. But if a person retrieves the radish at the time when most people retrieve it, so then it'll be a pre. Mashena kain. In other words, that it's the two kinds of sefer lahakshes. One is an unintended sefer lahakshes, and the other is an intended sefer lahakshes. So if something by negligence, by lack of intention, now becomes shriveled and hard, does that make it a non-pre? A person leaves an apple on the tree too long. So he didn't have, whatever reason, he didn't have enough place to start picking apples. So over time it becomes harder, it rots. Does that mean it becomes an ice pre? It's no longer a pre because I neglected it. And it does what neglected pavers do. Mashiach came when it comes to Kura. So Kura is the natural process of a tree is it becomes soft at the initial stage of development. So the fact that that the Kura is going to become hard, what does that show you? What was that?
Maybe it's part of the process, eventually it will become hard.
But what does the fact that the end of the process means it becomes hard?
Because
what?
Because they want the tree to be.
Because they want the tree to grow. So Ephraim expressed it in an appropriately confusing fashion, right? Because that is when you hear what Ephraim said, you can understand what's going on in the sugya. Ephraim said two svaras rolled up in one. He said number one is the intent of the person is they should become. That it should become part of the tree, and the fact is it becomes part of the tree. That's the way the tree grows. So what Shmuel is saying is it's not really a pri. The fact that it's sefer lahakshe, it's not a pri. That precisely, what's the nakuda? Is it a diet to the inish not the inshe? Or is it that if you leave it alone, it becomes part of this, how the tree grows? So that we have to define a little bit better. But that's what the Gemara points out. So Gemara says, Kavosech mistabra, that the tznayin becomes hard. So Gemara says, Shmuel conceded to Rav Yehuda. Right? Shmuel conceded that Sefer Lahakshos is not a significant svara. It's not a reason to not have pri. And then the Gemara says, but Shmuel should not have conceded. V'lohi. Snoy nati inshe adaita de pugla. Dikla loy nati inshe adaita de kura. So this is where the Gemara introduces the svara. But the svara here is being introduced not for something that's processed. It's being introduced to figure out what is the ikar peri. There is this tree called the Tzlaf tree. The Nata Yinshe died to the Pircha. Utanana, we learned Almina Nitzva Alho Alin Vala Timrais, if there's something left of the flower. Or something left. Amina nitzvah Allah alam al timbris aimer barfiya dama. Bad alam yaynes al kafris and barfiya aids. Amr of Nachman. By Yitzchok tzlaf nate inshe dai to the shusa. Dikla le nate inshe dai to the kura. The Gemara says that the facts are that when it comes to dekel, people who plant dekel trees don't have in mind that it's going to be used for hearts of palm. Leinata inshe adaita dekura. So where's the Gemara holding right now? The Gemara says, Shmuel concedes to Rav Yehuda that since it's Sefer Lahakshos, so therefore it should not get the Bor Pri Adama. And the Gemara and Shmuel says the Raya, no, therefore it even though it's Sefer Lahakshos. Right, that the Sefer Lehakshos does not take away the Shem Peri. So because you see from radishes, the Gemara said Shmuel's conceded inappropriately because the comparison to radish is incorrect. And then the Gemara says that V'chol heichad alei nati inshe day tadachi loy mevarachinen alei. We don't make a bracha when it's not an intended product. What about slaf that has intended products and unintended products? So Amr of Nachman Yitzchok slaf not the inshe daita the shusa. But Rav Nachman Yitzchok says when it comes to a slaf, so people plant the slaf for all of the different ways you could eat it. So that's not a raya. But when it comes to dikla, sorry, lay not the inshe daita the kura. So is that the same thing as saying Soifoy Lehakshes? No? Is it the same thing as saying Soifoy Lehakshes?
No.
Again, just to get the Shaklam Atari straight. Shaklam, it begins with the Machlek Yehuda and Shmuel. Right? Rabbi Yehuda argues that it's a rehusing word for your Dhamma. Shmuel says Shakal, why? Because Soifoy Lehakshes is really part of the tree, let's say. And then Rava says, sorry, then Rav Yehuda argues back, Tznayin. Shmuel says, good raya, I concede. Gemara says he shouldn't have conceded because the fact that the Sefer Lahakshis of Tznayin is different than Sefer of Kura. Okay? And then the Gemara says that when the Gemara distinguishes between the Sefer Lahakshis of Pugla and the Sefer Lahakshis of Kura, the Gemara says that when it comes to Dikla, it's Sefer Lahakshis and put the word therefore in square brackets, so people don't intend to eat the Kura. Okay? So therefore, the comparison of Tznon and Kura was inappropriate. Tznon, the fact that it's Sefer Lahakshis, does not detract from the radish being a pre, because that's how people plant radishes. Kura, the fact that people don't eat the kura, so the fact that it becomes part of the tree, now detracts from it being a pre. So the Gemara says that's, so Shmuel's position was a strong position, he should not have conceded to Rabbi Yehuda. Alright? So Shmuel concedes, and the Gemara says he shouldn't have conceded. Now the Gemara says, Va'af al gav. The afal gav, the kol se Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda, let's say use our terms, the Shmuel conceded, hilchas al kavosei de Shmuel. But the Gemara says that we maintain the psak of Shmuel. Because the stoma de shas, Ravina Ravashi, they defended Shmuel's position. No? So what needs to be understood in the sugya? Go ahead.
Why is like Shmuel arguing against himself and other people trying to support him?
Well, I mean, what's the real question there?
Like, what is Shmuel's...
You think, why?
What do they see in Shmuel's own onion that he can see?
Okay. In other words, The Gemara defends Shmuel. So in Shmuel, ad kidei kach, that Shmuel, they were going to paskin like Shmuel, even though it sounds like Shmuel himself didn't paskin like Shmuel. Right? So, again, what's bothering us about this? Shmuel had a position. Right? And Shmuel did not defend his position. But Ravina Rashi defends Shmuel's position. So, how would you articulate what's bothering us? Go ahead, Kenny.
It seems like Shmuel, at least in the beginning, doesn't even hold with anything about the Adaita issue. Anything about the Adaita issue just seems to hold several options in this specific case. They're passing like Shmuel because of a separate din of. But the inshi, which applies in the case of whatever those other cases, Shmuel maybe seemingly at least in the beginning doesn't necessarily hold of the inshi.
So the question is there when Shmuel has the shita? So is there a Did Shmuel not represent his own shita, or is there a parallel shita which we don't know who the name is? In other words, if Shmuel did not say that, if Shmuel did not draw the distinction between Tzlaf and Kura, so who are we really paskening like? And the next question is: so why did Shmuel not adopt this distinction? Why didn't Shmuel say that you can't compare Kura to Tznayin? Did Shmuel not accept that svar? Let's look at the Rif Meir Yaina. Maybe in the first the Beis Acher, just to describe the Chayroyes and Nazis Svivayes and Dekel Somach Loretz and Mischachim Bo Machol Shana V'Shana. It seems to be that the Meiri learns the Mitzvah a little bit different. That it's the shoots that come from the bottom of the tree. Very often you see a tree, and the roots at the bottom have shoots coming up. Ulizman shonei miskashin, and takes a year for them to become hard. Ve'einon ru'uyim la'achila, hol v'soifon la'akshas. V'she'ein odom noisein leiv v'shas netiyas ha'dekel she'idaitei lo'oisen chayroyos klal. Again, so this is the way Ephraim expressed it. Einam ru'uyim la'achila hoyil v'seifan la'akshas. They're not ro'y la'achila because they are going to become hard, and ein odom noisein leiv, and no one thinks when he's planting kura that it's going to be eaten in the kura form. V'chein she'ein a guf pri ein mevorchen aleyen ela shakol, and since they aren't the guf pri, so therefore we don't make a bori pri on it. And if a person eat them after they actually become hardened, then we would not make any bruch. So what's the base of here adding? Go ahead.
It's possible there's two things going on. There's the das of what you're planning before, and then the same chain of growth create.
Now where do we see that already? Was that?
The Gemara.
Which Gemara?
I'm saying
Argumar. Oh, and where do we see it? It had been in the previous Gemara. Was that? No. Where do we see the sugya that if something's a goof pre, it'll obviously carry the birchas bari pre. Was that? By shemen. And the Gemara said, of course, if you have an olive, even if most people plant olives for the purpose of olives, or even stronger, by chita, kais is chita. And we are to presume that most farmers do not plant chita in order for people to be kais is chita. Nevertheless, everybody said you make a bor pri dom and chita. No?
It's a different subject. It's a different thing. Well, over here, it's the same plant is going to turn into a different purpose. Over here, it's why that specific plant. By shemen and wine, it's not about what will olive oil itself come into, or what will the olive grape itself come into. It's what you intend to use it for. Over here, it's what's the purpose of the actual planting. It's a little different.
Yes, you're saying it's a little different. It's a little different because one is process and one is the tree itself. All right? But in terms of the svara, I think there's a strong similarity. Right? And that's why you said it's a little different. You didn't say it's like really different. Right? What's the strong similarity? I have chita. Roiv, I'm assuming that a daita, the roiv in sheloi, not the yachi. Roiv people do not plant wheat, so people should go around chewing hard kernels. The Gemara did not discuss whether the roiv people eat raw zeisim. The Gemara said, "Adaita d'achi nata yinshe." There are certainly acres and acres and acres of grapes that are being planted for wine. And the farmer would be very upset if somebody would come and pick those grapes and send them to Costco, right? So, but let's say, talk to a person would eat that grape. even though it was a daita, the yayin, not the yinshe. So l'chayra, I don't think anybody would say, you say yeshakal. So we already had this svara, that the pri, the gufa pri, when olives will say a bore pri, hadam reitz on it. Then the question is, what about when it's processed? When it's processed, the Gemara said, if it's a daita hachi, not the yinshe, then the fruit will have the same pre, even if it's not the most common usage of this plant. So the Miri is pointing out that and a person plants a palm tree. He's thinking dates and coconuts, maybe lulavim, I don't know. But he's not thinking about hearts of palm. I'm not sure that's still correct. So, v'kein she'ein aguf ha'pri. So, ein mevorchen aleyen elo she'akel. V'chein adin ledaiti belulove gefanem and nikroim v'kol mokem im ochlon achar shenish. So, and then he skips down to Tzlav. V'chein k'tzas iloni shecharosh lechem ay alin shal me'uya yislachila v'chaseyin. So either way, if that is the das of people who planted, that would be considered to be a peri. So the Meiri pointed out to us that just like Lechayri is saying, Lechayri, just like when it comes to processed fruit, so even if people process, the actual fruit does not lose the bracha, so the same thing will be true if I have several components to a tree, and there are several parts which are normally eaten, it's still going to have the dinner pre. It's not going to. Let's luya tsuya. We give an example of grapes that have been grown for the purposes of wine. But luya tsuya, you'd have orchards. I'm sure you have orchards and orchards of Tropicana, just waiting for the oranges to be picked and to be made into oranges. And you take an orange, you eat it. L'chol you make a bar for yates, right? Or the mashal. Or Luya Tsuya, where you'd go online and you'd find out that people are planting dates in order to be able to harvest the heart of palm. So would that mean that you wouldn't make a burry between the coconuts or in the dates themselves? So that's what Meiri is pointing out. That dait to the inish ahochi cannot take away the shame pre from what is actually the peri, the fruit. Only shaila is, can it take away the shame pre from from something which is not a day derochi, not the yinshe. Good. So now, coming back to our sugya, the Rif says right after Kimcha Kura. Kura Rav Yehuda Omer Bar Bi Adama Ushul Amar Shahaka. The Hilchasa. That Shemin Zayas Boy Priyat Gishar Peiros. One second, is that what you're looking for? I went to be innocent. What did I do? Kishmu Olam Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav? No. I'm sorry? Vilchazak Yishmul. So the Vinayana says, Kura. Rav Yehuda Omer Bari Pri Adama. Kura Hu Raish. A different page then.
It goes on to the next
one. Hadekel. Ubitchila, Hurach, Kamalogifanam, Nasa Elon. Judas summer laid the cave of the Royal Machel Mavarchal of Hidoma. Vishmuld Omar Shaymavarch, all love, Ella Shako, Shapa Pisha Roylachila. Akshav, lay not the lay inchin dietarochi, Ella Kadeshi Yasa Elon. The Fichach and Mavarch, all love, Ella Shako. The Omer in Tarfas, Shemizen no Mola Luve Gefanim, Bulish Gatim, the Oidem Rachim, Vaichla Maisam, Ima Klipa, Shem of Orchin Aleyan, Bore Prehates, Ella Shako, Tlenati Luinchi Mitchila, Ella Das Zapri, Viachshav Iker Hilosam, Ya Klipa, another Iker. Okay, then the we can't do time today. Then the Baha goes on to discuss what happens if you can reinstate it. So let's just focus for a moment on the Machlekes Yehuda Shmuel. There are three Nakudas in the Sugya. Machlekes Yehuda Shmuel, the Sugya paskins like Shmuel, even though Shmuel conceded. The question that some of you raised in the Beis HaMedrash, it sounds like from the Sugya that one doesn't make a broch at all if it's safer lakshas. Okay, so let's go step by step. First, what's the machlokes between Shmuel and Rav Yehuda? Was that? Right, and what's the nekudas of machlokes?
It's part of the tree.
Was that?
It's part of the tree. Saying that it's God's matter.
The magic
that's
something.
If it's considered to be part of the tree. In terms of the facts, so everybody agrees that a dait the hachi that a dait the lachi like not the yinshe. Right? Everybody agrees that when people plant dekels, they're not of a mind the mizbanom to eat the hearts of palm. So why does Shmuel call it a pri? No.
I think it's either you say it's rei lachila, so it's still somewhat called a pre, versus the ikar of the planting is for the tree itself and not for the hearts of palm as it is right now, and therefore that removes the shame pre from it. I think that's at least the way the view is saying it. Right?
Correct. Okay, so again, so l'chayra, what's the less mandapolig? Right, as we understand it right now, that if something is really considered, if something's really the pre, so it'll always get a bar pri adama. Even if, after some time, that pre becomes a non pre, becomes ice pre, becomes a radish, becomes a shriveled radish. No, this is the pre. Sefer Lahakshas does not take away from the shame pre, because this is the reason that people plant. All right. So now the question is the kura. Everybody accepts that most people do not plant dekels in order to eat the kura. Most let it become hard and become part of the ilah. So that's the case. Why don't we say a day tachli not the insha? So it must be. What's the argument about? No. Was that? No, it's hard to say it's machlokes and mitzvah. Was that?
Whether or not what's it called, harzapam is considered a pre because it's not our attention. Then the sofa actions wouldn't matter if it's pre.
Right. Okay. So according to Shmuel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's look at Shmuel easier. According to Shmuel. So it is most people do not plant dekel trees for the kura, and therefore the kura is not called a pri. Okay, we get it. All right. So if it actually means it's going to end up being a part of the tree. Okay. So what's how does Rava push back? I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi
Yehuda
says it's pri.
It's right. Lachila.
Asher b'shal.
You said because of what?
It's Rei Lachila. There's, right, like, even though that's not the intention, you're able to, like, you eat it, and like, it's a fruit, it's a pre.
No, is it Ari?
No. It could be because he disagrees whether we look at the das at all or not.
With the what?
If you don't hold it, it doesn't matter what the farmer's intention is.
He doesn't accept the whole idea that the diet in Hachi not the Inshei. So that would be hard to say because L'chaira in the previous sugya, right? Rabbi Huda, that's L'chaira, how Rabbi Huda came to the conclusion that Kimcha Nechita is Bar Piyadam because he would say L'yasim Machlal Pri. So L'chaira, HaKais is Chita, everybody holds HaKais is Chita is Bar Piyadam, even Rabbi Huda.
No.
Bashehu Sham.
Saying, it doesn't matter where the fruit's coming. Right now, the fruit is
free. You're going in a circle. Right now, we're saying, Avram is saying it, that it's called, again, Shmuel is saying it's not a day dachin ati yinshe. People leave it on, say, relaxes. Okay. So, how does Shmuel respond? He's saying it's called, if it is a tree. No, why is it called the free? You're saying by Shay because it's edible. Yeah. Yehuda says it's a free.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's a free because?
Because right now it doesn't matter where it's going. I mean, Sovel Ashes is clearly still has been in the Shmuel's formulation.
A diet of the Hachi is the governing rule or not?
Yes, but I think you can't say that Sovel Ashes has no din at all, because that's what Shmuel says.
You can't say what?
You can't say that Sovel Hashem has nothing at all to do with anything, because Shmuel still says it plays the process and plays a role in the process of determining whether it's free or not.
Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would.
So Rabbi Yehuda would.
Rabbi Yehuda holds a Daitid Hachi is a governing rule. Nevertheless, he holds that if I have, that if something is edible right now,
you still make a bracha.
Make Adam on it, right?
Yeah.
In other words, Rabbi Yehuda's saying that any time you have anything edible in the tree, so that by definition is considered to be a pri. Shmuel takes the rule that a dait and achi not a yinshei, that's the governing rule. Yeah, you ask the farmer, why are you planting? Right? So, the farmer says that he's planting it for dates. No, the kura is not part. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda says that's true for something that's not an essential part of the fruit. But if once something's edible, it becomes a peri. Right? Elamai, what becomes difficult now? Why did Shmuel say Sofer Lahakshais? Right, he should have said no one's planting it for this reason.
That's the meaning there's two parts to it. There's a diet to Inchi and Sofalachas, whereas Rabbi Yehuda would just say, no, there's no, we don't really care so much about Sofalachas. We just care about what it is now. Even though it's a diet to the Inchi, that it's not going to be a plan, it doesn't really matter because right now it is what it is. Meaning, Shmo would say there's two parts to determine whether it's pre or not. Rabbi Yehuda would say, we don't care about Sofalachas. We just care about diet to Inchi. But if it's not Sofalachas.
Okay, you're saying well, but you're just not saying it articulately. You're saying, when Shmuel says Seif al Hakshis, what is he addressing?
Off LP that it's not to the Inchi.
No, forget.
Because it's a light to the Inchi to plant it for the tree. So the Seif al Hakshis
as well.
What does Seif al Hakshis respond to?
It's edible. Even though it's edible now. Because
that's what it responds to. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, it's a Basher Rosham. It's a peri by virtue of the fact that it's edible. Shmuel, both of Yehuda and Shmuel agree that the Bigol of Bosa Daiti Dinish, correct? They're all going to say the date is the fruit. The question now is the heart of palm fruit. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, when something is edible, it's a fruit. End of story. The only question is if it's not edible by most people or if it's processed. But Basher Rosham, Shmuel says no. Shmuel says the fact that this is going to become part of the tree means it's not really called a tree right now. So the Machlekes Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda is not in the Dait to the Inish. It's in the other din that the Meir articulates. Is it naturally called a pri? Because it's edible. So that's what Yehuda says. And Shmuel says, no. Either the only determining factor of a pri is a daita d'achi and not the insha. So now, and the Gemara says that's what we're going to paskin like Shmuel. That a daita d'achi and not insha is the determining factor of a pri. Edibility is not. So now what's hard to understand is that Rav Yehuda says to... Sorry, Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, you said Givaldik. Why? Because Atznoin is Sefer Lahakshayis. And we still say Bar Priya Domo. So L'chaira, we don't understand that. Right? Atznoin is edible. So Rav Yehuda will say, so therefore it's... Shmuel should say... And died not the inche. Right? So when Shmuel says to Rabbi Yehuda, you said Givaldik because Shinana, because of the Tznoin. Tznoin is Seif al Hakshis. So what was Shmuel saying? Shinana, Kavosach Mistabra. The Tznoin Seif al Hakshis. Mavorchin Alei Barfi Adama. Velohi. Gemara says, what was Shmuel saying to Rabbi Yehuda? And the emes is, we're going to pass on like Shmuel. It all depends on a diet of not the inshe. No.
We're saying the Gemara response for Shmuel, but seemingly it doesn't make sense because Shmuel will say, "Who cares? If it's a daita d'achi, it's still Sofa l'hakshos, and therefore shouldn't be."
No. We don't understand. The difficult part of the sugya is why does Shmuel concede to Rava? Right. The machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, we understand. The Meiri gives us the phrase how to understand it. Okay? That we paskin like Shmuel, we understand that the Gemara concludes that it makes sense to say, maybe that a daita not the yinshe, just like we have a legabi process. We get it? Okay, good. Alright? That the Gemara says, that if it's not a daita d'achi not the inshei, that we would seemingly not make a brach at all, not even shahakol, have to come back to tomorrow with Hashem. We look at slav. All right, so but one nakuda sticks out, and that is why does Shmuel concede to Rav Yehuda? It's nine sefer lahakshes, umevarchen alei bare pri adama. So l'chayra, Shmuel, how could you make sense of Shmuel?
What's the kasha against Shmuel?
The kasha is, why did Shmuel concede to Rav Yehuda?
It makes sense. It's a sofer lahakshos. It's so according to Shmuel, you should make a shakol.
It's a dama.
Right, harai. Yeah.
So we've explained that sofer lahakshos addresses something which is not the ikar pri.
Right.
Okay. Now, but Shmuel says that he agrees with Yehuda because sofer lahakshos, even because sofer lahakshos is not a player when it's the ikar pri.
No, I thought we were differentiating like adai to dachi and sofer lahakshos.
Correct.
So even though the das could be for the keeper bush, I don't know, whatever, radishes, whatever, the radish.
Yeah, right.
Still, it's so for lahakshos. So it still shouldn't be, with Shmuel's logic, shouldn't be called a prick.
No.
There's a difference between.
Right, exactly.
So, between what?
There's a difference between a radish and a kura, because a radish is, the intention for a radish is to be planted to eat the radish. The intention for the kura is not for the hearts of palm. It's for the.
True.
That's what we said.
Known, not the
anchia
died
at
the
pogla.
Pogla
is the radish
itself.
Right? And
that ties in the circle of hachos to the dachin. So when it comes to ikar pri, means that died talking not the anchia. So the fact that if you let it rot, it becomes hard. So why should. What is Shmuel's svara to say that Yehuda would make sense? If I leave it in the ground too long, and af afal pikein, I make a bar via dama. So l'chayra, how could you make sense of Shmuel? Only way you can make sense of Shmuel is if you'd say that he understood Rav Yehuda to say that when something is a passing stage, so then it should not be called the ikar pri, right? And the Shmuel said if something's a passing stage, then it should not be. It could be edible. But as a passing stage, it's insignificant. And you see for every fruit, that if you leave it on the tree too long, it rots. So does that mean, is Shmuel saying to Yehuda that every single fruit shouldn't get a bracha because of the passing stage? Kavosech mistabra, that's knowing sefer lakshes. No, so what's different about a tzinoin than an apple? No, an apple. So an apple will rot. It's like a carrot. No, what's the. Was that?
Pogla.
I can't hear.
It stays soft.
It's possibly.
But at some point it's going to rot. What's the difference between a radish and a carrot and one hand and an apple and a.
Well,
an orange. Was that? No. I mean, they're correct. That's correct. That's correct. What's the central difference, though? No, but das is...
Is there a difference between Adaita Dahaki and Sokol Akshas or no? No, I'm saying,
why can we say small? I just didn't realize that.
No, he...
The Chara is like this. We'll start and you'll finish later on your own. It's getting late. L'chayra is like this. L'chayra is that snone is part of the root of the plant. Kura is part of the stock of the plant. That's not correct. L'gave a tomato or a orange or an apple. Okay, so now see if you can finish off later on. Okay, good.
Can Rebbe explain one more time?